Spring bear hunters, beware of the bear, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Reports of grizzly bears throughout the Northwest exiting their winter dens have been coming from the high country for a number of weeks, and as these bears venture forth, searching for food, the likelihood of them being observed is increasing. Both grizzly and black bears have the ability to exist in relatively close proximity to people if humans are smart enough to take some simple precautions. The Intermountain West has always been home to bears. Even in those times and places where humans worked to eliminate grizzly bears, black bears were generally allowed to exist. Today, grizzly bears, with the help of man, have made incredible strides towards recovery. Fish and Game's Greg Luzinski does want to remind bear hunters.
Definitely, especially for spring bear hunters where there are both black bears and grizzly bears present. Right now, all the bears are emerging, both black and grizzly bears. And what that means is that hunters need to be aware when they are out that they are sure of their target. Because in most areas, we do have legal bear hunting seasons, but we still do not have a legal grizzly season. So it's important to know your target before you pull the trigger. Grizzlies are recovering in certain parts of Idaho, Washington, Wyoming, and Montana. So it's up to folks as they head on to the woods to be sure they know by talking to the local game agency people what bears are where. And bears are recovering in many ecosystems and they are spreading out from recovery areas. So it pays to be bear aware.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.